In this final Topic 12 video, we are going to talk about commissioning, sending, and celebrating new leaders. Training is important. Planning is important. Credentials and recognition can be important. But at the heart of Christian leadership multiplication is a spiritual moment. The church recognizes that God is raising up people for ministry, and the church prayerfully sends them to serve. In Acts 13, the church at Antioch worshiped, fasted, prayed, laid hands on Barnabas and Saul, and sent them out. That moment was not casual. It was not merely administrative. It was spiritual, communal, and mission-focused. The same principle matters today. When a church trains new leaders, those leaders should not simply disappear into private ministry. They should be prayed for, recognized appropriately, encouraged, and connected to accountability. A wedding officiant may be commissioned to serve brides and grooms with dignity and biblical care. A funeral officiant may be commissioned to serve grieving families with compassion and hope. A chaplain may be commissioned to carry Christian presence into places of need. A life coach minister may be commissioned to encourage believers in faithful next steps. A microchurch leader may be commissioned to open a home for scripture, prayer, hospitality, and witness. A young adult leader may be commissioned into service, mentoring, or further study. A deacon, elder, ministry volunteer, or minister of the word may be affirmed for a new season of service. Commissioning says, "We see God's work in you. We affirm your preparation. We bless your service. We will pray for you. We expect you to serve with humility and accountability." This kind of recognition strengthens the whole church. It teaches the congregation that ministry is not only done by the pastor equips the saints, the body serves, leaders are raised up, gifts are activated, the church becomes a sending center. Celebration also matters. When someone completes training, celebrate it. When someone receives local endorsement, celebrate it. When someone begins a ministry role, celebrate it. When a visitation team forms, celebrate it. When a microchurch begins, celebrate it. When a young adult takes a serious step toward calling, celebrate it. Celebration creates culture. It tells the church, this matters here. But celebration should always be connected to humility. We are not creating celebrities, we are recognizing servants. The goal is not title collecting. The goal is faithful ministry. So as you complete this course, begin thinking about your own church multiplication plan. Who could be trained? Who could be mentored? Who could be endorsed? Who could be commissioned? Who could be sent? Who could help train the next group? The CLI-CLA ecosystem can provide tools, courses, pathways, and recognition. But the local church remains the living place where calling is noticed, character is formed, prayer is offered, and ministry is practiced. Pastor, you do not have to multiply leaders alone. Church leader, your congregation may already have more potential than you realize. Student, perhaps God is calling you to become one of those leaders. So begin, train faithfully, discern wisely. Commission prayerfully, send courageously, celebrate humbly, and keep multiplying Christian leaders for the spread of Christianity.